You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
As the burrow turns in Brooklyn, that's what it basically is all the time when it involves Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And the Brooklyn Nets. It is Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tweet us at Chris Carlin, at Chris Canty 9090. You can hit us up on the CC call-in line as well at 888-SAY-ESPN. A lot of the discussion today around Deshaun Watson and a lot of it around Kyrie Irving. And that's where we start this hour with Brian Windhorst, ESPN senior NBA writer and insider. He joins us right now. And Wendy, with Kyrie Irving, just lay it all out there for us right now. As you see things as they stand at the moment with Kyrie Irving, the Nets, Kevin Durant, the entire picture.
Well, one of the things I think is important to realize right from the start is I think, and a lot of league executives I've talked to think, that the most probable thing to happen is that Kyrie Irving is going to remain a Net. That this is really a leverage play with both the Nets and Kyrie trying to create their own leverage. You can understand the Nets after watching how this last year played out and also looking at the landscape. And what I mean by that is there's not a lot of teams out there that have salary cap space at all, much less teams would have, you know, the $35 to $40 million that you would need to pay Kyrie Irving his market value that he would get by opting out of this contract. He has an opt-in for 1 year for $36 million. For him to go get that value, there's just not that many choices. And so the Nets, knowing that and also knowing that they kind of want to reset their relationship with Kyrie, you can imagine it doesn't take super analysis to realize that they're trying to potentially get a contract that protects them a little bit, that doesn't guarantee him all the money over 3 or 4 years, that may protect the organization. And you can imagine that Kyrie isn't thrilled about that. And so his leverage would be, does somebody else want me? Are the New York Knicks willing to open up cap space to try to get me? Is there another team who could, you know, try to do some things to get him? But really his biggest leveraging point is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, even though he's under contract, does not want Kyrie Irving to walk, especially for nothing. And if Kyrie Irving is going to be traded, Durant is not going to want him to be traded for Russell Westbrook, a player who does not help the Nets towards their championship goal. So that really is the Kyrie leverage play. To me, what this really comes down to is Kyrie Irving really willing to opt out of his contract next Wednesday, leave $36 million on the table, and at least give the hint that he would be willing to go somewhere else for less money? Most players, I would say, no way. This is a guy, however, who lost $15 million last year because he wouldn't get vaccinated. So because of that reality, I will not close any doors. He is a more difficult person to read than your average NBA player. But most likely, laying out those circumstances, he's going to end up back with the Nets on some sort of broker deal that ain't going to be a full max contract, but isn't going to be 1 year either.
Wendy, you spent a lot of it talking about creating leverage. Does either side actually have leverage in this situation?
Well, I would favor the Nets here because ultimately they control his rights. Once, you know, most of the things that he would want only become possible if he opts into his contract. What I mean by that is I know that there was a whole bunch of Laker rumors as soon as this came out that it was like, oh, can the Lakers get him? Unless he's willing to take a $30 million pay cut, 3-0, for next year alone, the only way the Lakers can get him is if Kyrie opts into his contract and gets traded there. The only way the Clippers can get him, it's a salary cap functionality thing. You're just going to have to trust me. The only way without taking a $30 million pay cut the Clippers can get him is if he opts in and gets traded there. But if he opts in, the Nets don't have incentive to do what he wants to do. Well, if he opts in, they can just say, okay, we'll see you in training camp. We can try this again. And so even though the Durant aspect of this looms large, because ultimately the Nets have to worry about where Durant is, because you don't want him to be unhappy. I still think the Nets control it, because I just don't think the hand that Kyrie is holding as far as going somewhere else is that strong. If in the next 2 to 3 days, all of a sudden we see the New York Knicks make a trade or two to clear salary cap space and sort of indicate that they're positioning themselves to go for Kyrie, I don't think you're going to see the Nets really incentivized to budge much.
Talking with ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst on Canty and Carlin. If you're not listening to the Hoop Collective podcast, you're doing it wrong. Wendy, I want to ask you about Russell Westbrook, because you mentioned his name, and I'm the resident Lakers fan, and I thought that his $47 million contract this summer would be immovable. But it seems like the Charlotte Hornets are expressing some interest in Russell Westbrook. Can you tell us the latest on that front? And is this something that could potentially take place this summer?
Yeah, so the Charlotte option, as I've been calling it, the Charlotte option, is the first thing that I've heard where I've started to rub my chin and say, I could potentially see it. And the issue is this: Charlotte has a lot of salary on their books, and they also are going to pay LaMelo Ball a max contract in the next few years, almost certainly. They have Terry Rozier. They have Gordon Hayward. They need to get a center in-house. And most importantly, they have Miles Bridges, who is a free agent, and I cannot see any scenario and that they do not keep him, either matching an offer sheet or negotiating a deal, and it's going to be at a max or more. Michael Jordan has never paid the luxury tax. It's one of two franchises that's never paid the luxury tax. New Orleans, which, by the way, at one point went insolvent when they were owned by George Shin, and Michael Jordan. So he is not going to pay the tax. So he is going to need to offload salary at some point. Now, the reason that Westbrook is interesting is because his best value is not as a point guard at this point. His best value is as an expiring contract. So could the Hornets just trying to get off of salary, take Russell Westbrook on and then move some salary to the Lakers? And the Lakers basically, you know, the charge for getting rid of for getting off of Westbrook is taking out a bunch of money. And some of these players are really good players. You know, Gordon Hayward, for example, he's complicated because he's got $60 million left on his contract, but obviously would help the Lakers without question. But the thing about it is that nothing is in a vacuum. This is one thing I see with fans all the time. They suggest the best trade for their team and don't realize that there's 28 other teams that can make offers. The Hornets have two picks in this draft, 13 and 15, two good picks. It's possible that they could use one of those picks to get off of salary and still get a player back that they like that isn't Russell Westbrook, that can still help them. They want to make the playoffs this next year. So I do think that there is some glimmer and some discussion we can have about that Charlotte option, but I still think you got to realize that it's probably not Charlotte's number one choice.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA reporter, joining Canty and Carlin, of course, the host of the Hoop Collective podcast as well. Brian, there's an awful lot of talk, and we were talking to Jonathan Givony about this earlier, regarding Jaden Ivey and the number 4 spot. Do you see somebody, a team, trading up to that spot?
It is definitely the most interesting thing that's going to happen on draft night. Jaden Ivey has made it clear that he had no association with the Kings. And then he said something else that was very interesting. He said, there's scenarios in which I could end up with New York. That obviously set the switchboard alight, because he is represented by CAA, Leon Rose, former head of the CAA basketball. There's obviously some connection there. Could the Knicks have something that they could get up to that 4th pick for Jaden Ivey? Or could there be something else? Now, I will say this. 1 year ago, the Kings drafted Davion Mitchell, who had not had much association and didn't work out for them. So it wouldn't be unheard of for the Kings to draft a guy that they didn't work out. Also, you'd say, well, why would they need another guard when they have Mitchell and they have De'Aaron Fox? Well, 1 year ago, they had Tyrese Halliburton and Fox, and still took Mitchell, and even though it created a logjam. So the Kings often do things that are unexplainable. They could take Jaden Ivey as the best player on the board and hold him and move on. They could draft him and raffle him off. This is something that we saw happen in the 80s and 90s. We don't really see it happen much today, but you know, you could see and say, look, all these guys who think we weren't going to take Jaden Ivey, guess what we did? Now make your offer for him. They could do that. It's not the way business is normally done today, but it could happen. Or they could flop out of that. One thing that has been, you know, they want to be a playoff team. They want to be better immediately. For example, one trade concept that has been floated to me is, could they take the fourth pick, trade it to Indiana for the number six pick, and also pick up Malcolm Brogdon in that deal? And Indiana has an interest in Jaden Ivey from Purdue. He would sell tickets there, Indiana native. Could that be a thing? And maybe they could only move two spots back and pick up a high-level guard to help them. I don't know if that'll happen. Brogdon has been connected to a number of teams, including Washington and New York. But Sacramento is going to be holding a number of options. I will say this, over the last 2 to 3 days, the feeling from me talking to executives is that the picks in the top 5-7 are not going to move. We thought there was a chance of some of those picks moving. Right now, there's a feeling that they're not going to move before the draft. Check again in 12 hours, 24 hours. It could be a different story.
Wendy, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Thursday night should kick off what should be a fascinating NBA summer. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate
it. That's ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst, also the guy that does the Hoop Collective podcast. And like I said before, if you're not listening to it, you're doing it wrong. So you got to check out the Hoop Collective podcast, especially ahead of the NBA draft on Thursday night. Coming up next, how much leverage does Kyrie Irving actually have? We'll get into it. You're listening to Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I forgot to tell you about a complete just disaster the other day. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. ESPN Plus.
Oh, what disaster?
Here's the thing. I'm trying to help. I've got a few years on you, and you've got the wedding coming and all this stuff, right? So occasionally I will try to drop an experience on you that may help in your future.
Yes.
This should be such an occasion.
Okay.
And it just struck me now that I didn't tell you about this yesterday.
Well, give me a little bit of wisdom, big fella, because you know I can always use it.
So here's the deal. The other day, we are going through a situation where we are having our basement redone because several months ago, and I've told you this, the water heater blew.
Yeah.
And so there was water everywhere. Insurance is covering it. So we got to get the floors completely redone. So on Sunday, I am with my wife. And if you are like me, taking me to a design type store I can weather Home Depot. I can weather Lowe's. I'm good in those places.
Sure.
I can make it work. And usually I can go find some sort of a toy aisle for me to go play in.
Yeah.
While something's going on.
Yeah, no doubt.
Design store, that's not happening. But I'm a good husband. I understand that it's not just about going along and half-assing it. No. You go along and you show interest, but I am like an infant if you are like me. I got 45 minutes in me. And then the tantrum starts. So we are in the store for 45 minutes trying to pick out a vinyl floor between all these different colors.
And they're all starting to look the same, right?
They are all, they're not looking the same. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. I got one that looks like it's, you know, beech wood. I got another one that looks like it's dark wood. So we're bringing home samples.
Mm-hmm.
So I got four different samples. Then they're drawing up designs for us.
And at this point, I'm just sitting there like, like I am the toddler.
You're just mumbling to yourself.
Exactly. Like, in frustration. Time to go. What do you think of that backsplash? We don't need a backsplash. We don't have any problems.
We're here for the vinyl flooring. That's it. Understand the assignment. That's all we're here for.
Here's a phrase that to really bring this to the point. Here's a phrase you should never use. You know, I'm really trying here.
Really?
That's a phrase that I used the other day.
Just eliminate that from the lexicon.
Any idea that you would have at scoring points and going the right way of doing things, when you say at the end of it, like, you know, I'm really trying here, wipes it all away.
Why is that a problem?
Especially because it makes it feel like that you not just...
Like you're doing her a favor.
Exactly.
Okay.
And she, like, you went along and you have been putting on an act for 45 minutes, which you have.
Yes.
But it basically gives up your cover. You know, I'm really trying here.
Okay, so it's the admission part.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So once you're sitting down and you've got four or five different samples in front of you, and then we start looking at bathrooms, no.
So what do you do if you're in that situation, if you're about to reach your breaking point and you're at these showrooms that you don't really want to be in? Because I imagine a lot of guys find themselves in said situation, whether it's furniture shopping, you know, you're going into these home goods stores, you're looking at flooring, I mean, you're looking at paint samples. A lot of guys find themselves in these types of situations.
So this is...
Like, if you're trying to pick out sconces for lighting, you're picking out curtains. No guy wants to be in that situation.
No.
So what is the game plan? What is the course of action that you can save yourself without being that guy to your significant other?
Well, to be truthful, I am not a great strategist. So
yeah, but you got experience, though.
I do have experience.
Yes, which matters.
But just because a soldier's been in the field for a while doesn't make him a general. You know, all of a sudden, my mind has not exactly developed to the point where, like, I can tell you exactly how to play this out completely.
So you don't have any answers for me, but you just have something that I shouldn't do.
I have one answer for you, but it's only good once. Fake an illness.
Fake an illness?
No, and it's just... Yeah, honey, I'm not feeling that great.
So this is essentially like when
those
a quarterback
eggs were
is
a little
going
off this morning.
So, big fella, this is like when a quarterback is going no huddle and everybody on the defense is winded and somebody just fakes like they have a hamstring injury.
Yes.
Or they have a calf injury.
Yes.
Just fall down like you got shot by a sniper.
Hopefully it's more than buying time.
So you just fall out. But what happens if she thinks it's a real emergency?
No, that's where you can be smart and have some tact. Like, honey, you know, I'm not feeling great.
My stomach is a little bubbly.
It's a little off right now.
Okay, all right,
maybe
I got
the eggs weren't the way to go today.
You go that route with it?
Well,
yeah,
but the thing is, you can't overplay the hand. You can only do it maybe once, especially if it's on like a Sunday or a Saturday morning.
So that's the break glass in case of emergency. We still haven't developed an actual strategy on how to get out of these situations when you find yourself in them.
Here's the truth. I can tell you what not to do, but I can't definitively tell you what to do.
that helps to some degree.
Well, I can tell you what exit not to get off.
Yeah, that helps to some degree, but I still got to know where I'm going, big fella.
You'll figure it out.
So you're basically like, no ways, like the opposite of ways. Don't go this way. I can't tell you which way to go, but just don't go that way.
I'll pat you on the back. Go get him, kid.
That doesn't help me. What kind of teammate are you?
Yeah, I don't even know why it popped into my head this second, but I am trying to help you in these moments.
I'm glad you're telling me, because I'm going to be experiencing a lot of the same things that you're going through. Like, I'm about to go through a home renovation, too, so I'm going to have a lot of those instances where we're picking out flooring and we're picking out tiles and curtains and all stuff that I don't give a damn about. And you know most guys don't, Carlin.
Well, the lines are lighting up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. We got to figure out a way that I can make sure I can save myself when I find myself in said situation.
888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. I am helping by telling you what not to do, but I don't always have the best answer. And this was just one of those moments where I was in Carlin, the store and I'm reaching down and I got nothing.
Carlin, this is like when those parents tell their kids, don't do what I do. Do something else. Yeah. This is you're a terrible teammate, Carlin. You're a terrible teammate.
I'm not a terrible.
You got to do better than this. You're the Baker Mayfield of sports radio hosts. You're a terrible teammate.
When you look at somebody and you realize they're dumb, do you call them a terrible person for being dumb?
Hell no. You should
be looking at me right now and realizing I'm dumb. I'm not a terrible person or teammate for being dumb. I just can't help it.
I don't know that I'm going to call you dumb. I just think you're being a bad teammate right now.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. That's right.
These are things
you're not being Kyrie Irving, so I guess that says something.
I want you to steer this ship through nice and soft and clear waters. Just nice and smooth.
What marriage is like that, Carlin?
I know, but you can navigate your way around obvious icebergs.
Yes. Yeah, this doesn't need to be like the Titanic.
This is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate it.
888-ESPN. 888-729-3776. No joke. The lines are lighting up right now.
Right.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. In just moments, we will get more into Kyrie and that situation and actually what kind of leverage he actually has. But your calls are on the way. Help Canty out, because clearly I can't. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We hit a nerve. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. The ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Did we hit a nerve, or does going out sometimes with your significant other get on your nerves because what they ask you to endure?
It's not that it gets on my nerves, okay? I want to try to show interest in things that I know are important to her.
So you want to show up for the person you care about the most.
Exactly.
Yes, but there are limitations to what you can do.
And it's not like when we say that there are limitations to what I can do, it's not as if I can control those limitations.
Okay.
I want it to be clear that just something else takes over at a certain point, and there's nothing I can do about
it. So there is a willingness to go along, but there is a threshold that once it's crossed, you can't pull it back.
And I'm looking for outs.
In whatever way, shape, or form they may manifest themselves.
Josh, who does? Christine? Christine, you tweeted at us a few minutes ago, this is why I leave my husband at home, which is smart. But Christine, I'm doing my best here to try to be engaged in the situation, but I am like a toddler. I've only got 45 minutes in me, and that clock is ticking before I'm either hungry and cranky or hangry, or I just got to get out of there.
First of all, you last 40 minutes more than my husband would. I just leave Robin home. It's not, the tension's not worth it. I love my husband. Also, like, I'm going to get my way. So why go?
Well, that's clear.
And argue about something like we did our kitchen like 10 years ago. He wants to go to the flooring store. So we go, he picks out something. There's no way that floor is happening. So I said, I'm going to go around and check the sale. So at that point, I go to the sales guy and I said, you tell my husband what he has picked out is not acceptable and lead him to something more acceptable. And that's what happens.
Wow.
And the sale guy knew the assignment because he went along with what Christine Lisi's instructions were.
Now, that's what we're up against.
That's brilliant.
That's high-level thinking.
But here's the thing, though, Christine, and this is the part that I need help on, because a couple of weeks ago I was in Chicago and we were planning the final details of our wedding. And that included a five-hour meeting with the design team where we walked through the wedding venue and then we walked through the design team showroom where they had tables made up. They had the lighting. They had the couches, the chairs for the reception. And Christine, This is not an exaggeration. We spent a half an hour talking about the color on the pillows that would be on the couches in the lounge area of the reception.
And that Christine, wasn't fun for you?
I struggle with that, Christine. A half an hour on the color. And here's the thing. If I don't ask questions and engage, it's a problem.
Oh.
But if I insert too much of my opinion, then that could also be a problem. So help me find the balance between making sure that Mel knows that I care about it, but that I'll also be willing to give her final say with it.
The thing like with Rob, what I do, I pick out three things that I would like,
mm-hmm.
and then I let him pick, and then, he, you know, it makes it seem like he might be getting his way.
But there are choices that you know you can live with.
Yes.
Got it, Christine. Got it.
But I think Mel, she would be better off like not, I know that, you know, it's both your days and stuff, but she'd be better off like just, I don't know. I just think that's a recipe for like some sort of argument or like the Carlins, what happened with the Carlins at the Home Depot or Home Goods store.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad situation. It was just, she looked at me and she knew. It was time to go.
Yeah.
I just got a text that said, I went back this morning to get one more sample. I came home with nine.
So good luck with that, working through that, big fella, because I have a feeling you're going to need it. Because you said all of them started to look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it followed up with, so can we FaceTime later? I'm so
That's going to be a while.
I'm so hosed.
That's going to be a while.
All right. A couple of calls. We got to get them in. Josh, you're up first on ESPN Radio. Josh, what am I missing here? How did I go just awry in this whole situation?
All right, here's the deal, Canty, because Carlin's steering you wrong, all right? Now, trust me on this one, okay? First of all, you got to rub the tummy. You got to give a little grimace face, all right? And then you start kind of like squeezing the butt cheek or two, you know? And you walk up there a little waddle and you whisper in your ear, honey, I think I've got a problem. I think I got IBS. Hey, I got to go. Whatever color you choose, just choose it, all right? You throw the keys, you run out of there. You go to the sports bar. You watch ESPN, okay? Then you go buy yourself a new pair of pants, then flowers, and then when you get home, you get in the bed, you make it all cool. It's a win-win situation.
That's a great game plan. That is a great game plan. Now, here's the problem with that, Carlin. How can you use that more than once?
I don't think you can.
That's the problem.
That was my point about the whole sickness thing.
Yeah,
because it becomes entirely too predictable.
Yeah.
You got to keep yourself bobbing and weaving. You got to come up with different ideas.
Exactly.
Here.
I mean, you can use that one, but then you got to find a rope-a-dope. You got to find a way to be able to lean back, make her think she's got you, but find a way to be able to wiggle out there.
Here's Joe down in Jacksonville, Florida, who says sometimes you do what you got to do. Joe, what does that mean?
Gentlemen, I spent 2 hours at a Backstreet Boys concert last night. The upper end of my hearing might not ever come back, but my wife had the best time. She was so happy, and seeing her that happy, that made me happy. You gotta do what you gotta do. And you bet your bottom dollar that when the verse to I Want It That Way dropped, I was right there with her.
Yes!
Listen.
That's just not helpful.
Yeah, that's just throwing
aren't
it
you
in the
husband
towel.
Of the year?
Just
good for you, Jack.
Basically, just do whatever she tells you to do.
Thanks a lot.
That doesn't help us.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mo is in Ohio, up next, ESPN Radio. Mo.
What's up, guys? I love your show. Listen, I got a for sure fire away for you. I had my wife look at me and say, I love you to death, Mo, but your taste is so horrible, she leaves me at home. So the first time we went out and experienced this, my backsplash was like diamond plate. It was like a sports bar. And she's just looking at me as I'm picking out colors and flooring. And she's just like, God, I love you, but your taste is horrible. So now I get left at home. She goes and picks everything out. And I had to do is commit to trusting her, and I'm like, it's perfect, honey. Whatever you want, I want.
The problem is some of us are just gifted with incredible taste, and there's not much that we can do about that.
Yeah, but that's not a bad idea by Mo. He might be onto something. He might be barking up the right tree, Carlin.
Here's where your problem is really going to be, though.
What's up?
When you start bringing actual deception like that into it, when you are tanking it on purpose, when you are saying, oh, my God, I love this, and it's just the most god-awful color. It's chartreuse of some for yeah. something in your living
it's
room.
It's the real-life version of the Philadelphia 76ers process. We're right. just tanking in order to win the game.
Yeah, but you don't win these games when you go no. tanking, because it becomes pretty obvious when you're tanking. I think so.
You think so?
I do.
Okay.
But that's just me. I think when you bring actual deception into it, you are asking for trouble. It's one thing to fake a little illness and do that every once
that,
in a while.
That is the definition of deception.
That's minor. That's okay. minor what we're talking about. What he's talking about is a long-term con.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
How about Mike in Texas next, ESPN Radio with Canty and Carlin. Mike, what do you got?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, I mean, Christine and Mo, in my opinion, they knocked it out. Yes. You need to get fired. The strategy, Canty, is to be fired.
Yes. Yes.
That's how you get out of this. Now, I was blessed with a wife and a mother-in-law who were brilliant decorators.
Oh, they're both in the car with you, are they?
No. Hell no. With all due respect.
Blink twice if you're being held hostage. I don't doubt that they're brilliant decorators. I think that when you try to go for the long-term con, you are asking for trouble.
Yeah, but the goal is to find somebody that can replace you. But there's only so far that can go, because there's certain instances where you just got to show up.
Hey, we're all replaceable.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Breaking news is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
I haven't given it that much thought.
Really?
I don't understand. I legitimately don't get it. I'm tired of the conversations. I'm tired of all this stuff.
Brooks Koepka, a four-time major winner, the latest high-profile golfer to leave the PGA Tour for the LIV Golf Series.
It's the most significant thing that has happened to any major sport structurally in as long as I can remember. I don't know what could be as big.
Can't drive a car looking in the rearview mirror, can you?
Brooks loses me. Because over the weekend, hey, I just want to talk about the U.S. Open. I'm tired of talking about this LIV Golf thing. And everybody out here is pushing this story forward like it's a big deal. All the media, I'm blaming you guys. And then 2 days later, after the media are asking all those questions, you announce that you're going to be joining the LIV Golf Tour so that you don't have to answer those questions. Please. Brooks Koepka, come on. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on Sirius XM Channel 80, not to mention ESPN Plus and your smart speaker. Look, he's making the move to go to the LIV Golf Tour. You know that's going to be north of $100 million at least.
Of course, Carlin. What are we talking about? He's one of the biggest names in the sports. It has to be a nine-figure deal.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, if I'm getting paid that kind of money, I'm going to have a hard time turning down that opportunity. Like in most walks of life, if somebody is being offered that kind of scratch, they're going to leave whatever their current situation is and go after and get that kind of money.
Yeah, but the indignance 2 days ago is tough to take. When Koepka's sitting there at the Open and complaining about how much it's being talked about and then purposely waits until after to move on so he doesn't have to answer the questions, I mean, there's a word for that I can't use. It's, you know, you're you're just absolutely wimping out in that situation.
Well, we can't talk about things when we got an active negotiation going on with Carlin. I mean, I want my representation to get the very best deal.
Do you think
deal.
That deal wasn't done by the time he got to the open this
I don't
weekend?
Know that it was.
I bet you it was.
I don't know that it was, Carlin.
It
stop
was
it.
Headed in that direction.
Yeah, stop it, man. Get Look, out of Brooks Koepka's pocket. Stop
I'm not
yourself.
Listen, you go do whatever you got to do for yourself. That's all.
Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead and say it the way you want to say it.
I wouldn't do it.
No, say what you want to say. You want to say it. Go ahead and say it. I'm going to give you permission to go ahead and say it. You do you. Go ahead and say it.
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and
no,
say
because,
it.
No, because Brooks Koepka does not deserve to be called Boo. here's what it is. You go do whatever you have to do. Go collect as much money as you can.
Yep.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, I no problem with you doing whatever you need to do for yourself. But if you can look at all of the evidence and you've actually bothered to check any of it out and to go through it and you're still good with it, okay. My guess is the majority of these guys are not exactly digging down terribly deep to find out where the money's coming from and how they feel about it overall. And listen, I can't sit here and tell you that I've done all of the research either. And research is not a Google search
sure,
by any stretch.
Sure.
But my point is, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to have problems with this based on things that have happened in our country, and those people are well within their rights to speak out about it, just as Brooks Koepka and everybody else is well within their rights to take the money if they want.
Yeah, here's the thing when it comes to where the money comes from, Carlin. There's a level of hypocrisy in all of it because I think if we look closely at all of the revenue streams for all of these professional sports leagues, there will be a lot of things that make us blush. I mean, if you want to go to the merchandising, some of the shoe deals, all of those different things, it would make all of us a little bit uncomfortable. So let's not be in a situation where it's the pot calling the kettle black.
No, I agree.
Let's leave that alone. Let's put that aside. I think there's a bigger issue when it comes to the sport of golf. Because the reality is, it ain't really about the PGA Tour. It ain't really about the LIV Golf Tour. It's about the individual golfers. They are the attraction, Carlin. This is not like the NFL where it's the Premier League or anything like that. We're talking about wanting to watch the best golfers in the world. And right now, the LIV Golf Tour has picked up 8 of the top 50 golfers.
Yep.
And some of the biggest names in the sport, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed, like these are huge names in the sport of golf. And not to mention it's being spearheaded by Greg Norman. So, I mean, you can't be dismissive of it if you're Jay Monahan in the PGA Tour. That's the part that doesn't quite make sense to me because it's a star-driven sport.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
Correct.
And to take the position and be adversarial to the guys that defect to the LIV Golf Tour and saying you're going to suspend their PGA memberships, to me, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, but what he's doing is trying to save his own keister, and he's trying to save his own tour because this is the biggest threat to a professional sports league that I can truly remember in a while, a secondary league that has been an actual threat to it. I mean, the USFL in the 80s, a little bit, very little bit, because they were able to lure away some stars. If this is actually sustainable for the long term, the PGA is in big time trouble.
Well, to me, that just signals that the PGA needs to change its business model. It needs to adjust things to...
Yeah, they need to start guaranteeing more money.
Exactly.
It can't always be about the pressurized moment of winning every dollar based on your performance.
And, Carlin, it can't be all about tradition in history. I don't want to hear about the prestige of these tournaments. These players are telling you, I want my pockets lined with green. When I'm on the green putting to try to make birdie to win a tournament, I want to realize more of my value for those moments that I'm creating for the sport, that I'm creating for your tour. And if you're not going to do that for me, I'm going to go someplace that will. And that's exactly why they're defecting to the LIV Golf Tour. So all these people out here that are criticizing the Brooks Koepkas of the world and Dustin Johnson, don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at the LIV Golf Tour. Be mad at the PGA Tour that they haven't kept up with the times and they rested on their laurels when other people were being innovative in and around the sport of golf.
But I do think that there is something to be said for digging a little deeper to try to find out exactly what's going on here. Now, look, you're right. There is hypocrisy in all of professional sports, in all of America, for that matter.
Yes.
From where money comes
all
the time.
Yes.
But when this becomes a little bit more obvious to the average person, they're going to raise hell about it.